Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is hit by the pitch. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Easter moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Easter moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesce for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Lemon scores. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to third. Easter moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim McDonald now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Boone reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Easter scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Avila reaches second base with a double. Vollmer throws the ball into Dropo, who tags Avila trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got two RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Easter moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DiMaggio. Easter scores. Rosen moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Rosar goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1 Indians. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to second. It's 12-1, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield fires to third and has Avila trapped. There's the throw to Pesky who tags Avila for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla throws the ball into Pesky who tags Tucker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Vollmer moves to third. It's 12-2, Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. Dropo scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 12-4, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 12-5, Indians. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Rosar moves to second. It's 12-6, Indians. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosar moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Rosar scores. DiMaggio scores. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 12-9, Indians. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Willard Nixon now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Rosen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the mound. Benton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Nixon goes all the way around to score. It's 12-10 Indians. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. DiMaggio scores. It's 12-11, Indians. Bob Feller now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second and Boone drops the ball. That's an error on Boone. Pesky moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vollmer is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 11. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Nixon covering. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hegan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. He's got 3 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 11. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball towards left. Vollmer settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vollmer. Hegan moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan moves to third. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky misplays the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Hegan scores. Mitchell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-11, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rosar to Pesky covering second. The throw back to home, and Mitchell is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Pesky moves to third. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vollmer hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. 1 out. It's 13-12, Indians. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Dropo reaches third base with a triple. Goodman scores. It's Indians, 13, Red Sox, 13. Steve Gromek now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dropo scores. 2 outs. It's 14-13, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-13, Red Sox. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Indians 13. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker strikes out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Easter scores. 2 outs. It's 15-14, Red Sox. Joe Gordon pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15. And Cleveland Indians, 14. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.